Bolivia's Federation of Coca Growers, or Cocaleros as they're known, has become a strident national political force. Last October, a popular revolt forced the resignation of then-President Gonzalo Sánchez de Lozada. The Cocaleros and their leader, Evo Morales, played a major role in the uprising that brought down the unpopular president. The movement's main point of contention with the Bolivian government continues to be the forced eradication of their coca crops. The coca leaf, although consumed locally for centuries as a mild stimulant, is also the base ingredient of cocaine. The Cocaleros want the government to lift some of the limits on coca cultivation and reform laws regulating the prosecution of coca farmers. More recently, the Cocaleros have put a renewed focus on changing the way alternative development projects are administered. For most participants in the Cocalero movement, the struggle comes down to a question of national sovereignty against U.S. interference. Since the 1980s, as part of its war on drugs, the U.S. government has sponsored and financed Bolivia's coca eradication efforts. Bolivia's legal basis for bringing the war on drugs home is Law 1008. Drafted by U.S. officials, the law facilitates prosecutions by presuming guilt and curtailing basic legal rights like due process. In recent years, the U.S. has realized the futility of destroying the only viable economic activity for many of Bolivia's rural residents. In response, the U.S. has slightly reoriented its strategy by trying to implement programs of crop substitution and alternative development. But the Cocaleros contend that these projects have largely failed, and that the U.S. continues to favor a militarized strategy of forced eradication. A recent report issued by the Washington Office on Latin America, a think tank on U.S. policy towards the region, found that U.S.-financed police and military actions aimed at eradicating coca crops have always dwarfed economic aid. The U.S. Agency for International Development, known by its initials as USAID, finances most of these alternative development projects. The report, titled Rethinking Alternative Development in Bolivia, says that economic development has not kept pace with eradication. The report's strongest criticism of USAID is over the agency's consistent unwillingness to work directly with the unions representing the Cocaleros. Instead, these unions are repeatedly demonized as, quote, drug dealers and narco-terrorists, end quote. And since the U.S. refuses to recognize the Cocaleros' representatives in negotiations, agreements between the Bolivian government and the Cocaleros amount to empty promises because they lack the U.S. Embassy's stamp of approval. As negotiations persistently fail, U.S. government funds continue to shore up militarized strategies in resolving the conflict. But in late March, the Cocaleros successfully repelled government attempts to build two U.S.-funded military-style bases in Bolivia's largest coca-producing zone, the Yungas, and succeeded in getting the government to temporarily suspend eradication in the region. U.S. government agencies fail to realize that the policies they sponsor and finance give legitimate fodder to the Cocalero movement. In fact, the U.S. ambassador's condemnation of Evo Morales in the last presidential election catapulted the Cocalero leader to international prominence. It's time that the U.S. government accept that it actually does reap what it sows, and engage the Cocalero movement in a constructive and genuine way. Otherwise, the destabilizing effects of U.S. policy will cause Bolivia's current administration to face the fate of the last. This report was prepared by NACLA, the North American Congress on Latin America. For more analysis on U.S.-Latin American relations, and to view or subscribe to our bi-monthly magazine, with this story and much more, please visit our website at www.nacla.org.